This is Mike G. Mike G's Vinyl here on WKDW 97.5 on your dial, KDWRadio.com on the internet. So when last we spoke, we were talking about Al Kooper, and we played Like a Rolling Stone, which, as I say, was an iconic song voted as probably the best single produced from that era. After Al did the session, he was signed to Verve Forecast Records, and the group was called Blues Project, and I want to play you a tune from the Blues Project from their Projections album. The first album they did was Live at the Cafe Agogo, not one of my favorites. I don't think the sound quality is as good as it could be, but I like Projections, so this is from Projections.
Yes, I am.
On that record, again, you hear the organ work done by Al, which was similar to the organ work he did like a Rolling Stone. So he wasn't with Blues Project very long. For whatever reason, the group broke up. And the next time we saw Al was with this record. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Man, oh man, when that record came out, that was Child is Father to the Man. Not only was the album brilliant, there's not one bad cut on that entire album, but the album cover is like really bizarre. It shows the members of the band seated, and on their knee is a small version of them. So you see Al in the group, and each guy has a picture of himself as a baby. It's kind of bizarre, but that record really changed the entire music business. That gave way to groups like Chicago that came along. Horn groups all of a sudden became popular. Ides of March doing Vehicle. All these really good horn groups that were coming out. Some that became very popular, some not. But Blood, Sweat, and Tears completely changed the music business. And The Child is Father of the Man is really an instant classic. And not only for the music, but as I say, for the cover. Thank you.
myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. Where my paycheck went, you know I brought it home to baby, and I never spent one red cent. Is that any way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? I love never know, more than you ever know. Everything that you demand, I could be president of General Motors, baby, or just a tiny little grain of sand. Is that any way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, baby. Love you more than you'll ever know. Thank you.
Al only played on the first BS&T album. He left before the second album came out. The second album was a huge success. But from a musical standpoint and from a historical standpoint, Child is Father to the Man is probably one of the best albums ever produced. After that, Al did solo work. He did the Super Sessions with Stephen Stills and Michael Bloomfield. He produced the first Lynyrd Skynyrd album. He taught at the Berklee School of Music in Boston and also was an A&R producer for Columbia Records. It's a great story about Al going to England to find talent, and he found the group The Zombies, who had hits with Tell Her No and She's Not There, and they had just completed a new album. And he was excited about it, and he wanted Columbia to release it in the States. When he got the album and got on the plane and came back to New York, he found out the group had already broken up. He had to kind of figure out how to get that group's record out and keep the group together so they could tour a little bit. But that album, Odyssey and Oracle, is a great record. Anyway, Al then went out to perform as a solo act. And if you ever got to see his acts, it's just tremendous. Here's a cut from one of his shows. Johnny Be Good. So we're thinking about songs that talk about New York, whether it's locations, whether it's landmarks in the city, whether it's even people who grew up here who went on to become famous stars. And we're lucky in New York. We have people like Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, Dion and the Belmonts. The list goes on and on and on. But to start this off, I want to do a song, Autumn in New York, by the great Billie Holiday.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York, it's good to live it again. Autumn in New York, gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you're let down. Jaded roué and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
From the Hell Freezes Over tour by the Eagles, Don Henley wrote the song New York Minute.
Here Harry got up, dressed all in black, went down to the station, and he never came back. They found his clothing scattered somewhere down the track, and he won't be down on Wall Street in the morning. He had a home, love of a girl. The men get lost sometimes as years unfurl. One day he crossed some line and he was too much in this world. But I guess it doesn't matter anymore. The sirens wail, somebody going to emergency, somebody's going to jail. If you find somebody love in this world, you better hang on to the nail. The wolf is always at the door. Through the park, leaves were falling around me, the groaning city in the gathering dark. And on some solitary rock, a desperate lover left his mark. He said, "Baby, I've changed. Please come back." The head makes cloudy, heart makes very clear. I know the days were so much brighter the time when she was here. But I know there's somebody somewhere, make these dark clouds disappear. But until that day, I have to believe, I believe, I believe.
Change. In a New York minute. Ooh. Thank you.
For a guy who grew up in Texas with a country rock band like the Eagles, Henley absolutely nails New York Minute as a perfect song about the pace of New York, about the life in New York. I'm just amazed at how great that song is. Now I'd like to play two songs for you. One says, New York's my home, and the other one says, New York's not my home.
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going around that some of you good people want to leave this town. But you better consult with me before you go.
Why?
'Cause I've been all these places and I know.
Chicago?
Chicago's all right. It's got Wrigley Field and Soldiers Field and Marshall Field, and it's on a nice lake. But it hasn't got the handsomes in the park. It hasn't got a skyline after dark. That's why New York's my home. Never let me leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
What about Hollywood?
Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say. But it hasn't got the handy subway train. You seldom find a taxi when it rains. That's why New York's my home. Keep your California. New York's my home, sweet home.
Gee, what's happening in St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis blues. And one of our large rivers run by. But it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet. That's why New York's my home. Not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills. And it's on an ocean of some size. But it hasn't got the Bowery of the Bronx. It hasn't got a Harlem honky-tonk. That's why New York's my home. It's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home. So save your time and trouble. I say save your railroad fare. I say you better save your time and trouble, brother. Yeah, save your railroad fare. Ah, 'cause when you leave New York, yeah, let me say you ain't gone nowhere.
Thoughts were cloudy, and I had begun to doubt all the things that were me. Been in so many places, you know I've run so many races, and looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. And something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here? 'Cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. I thought I'd make the big time. I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It has been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here? 'Cause New York's not my home. Not my home.
Just heard two songs, one saying New York's My Home, and that was done by the great Ray Charles. And that's off his album, Genius Plus Soul Equal Jazz. If you want to hear a record that is a perfect big band jazz record, that's the one to get. I have it in vinyl, but I've also got it on CD. Tremendous record. The second one was by the late Jim Croce. Off his Photographs and Memories album, his greatest hits. Kind of an interesting contrast, but I think both songs are really good. Bobby Short was an incredible entertainer. He is most remembered for entertaining at the Carlyle Hotel in New York. It's on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And when you went to that hotel, Bobby played in the lounge, and guests at that hotel could have been actors, actresses, politicians, diplomats, all kinds of people, and everybody else. It was a boutique and certainly expensive hotel, which it is today. But Bobby was a star entertainer there for many years until his passing. I would like to do a segment on New York about Bobby Short, because you couldn't do a segment about New York without filling in Bobby Short. So here are three songs by Bobby Short, all talking about New York.
Town. promise to visit all so many, all so the God could say. I promised Daddy I wouldn't miss on any. We have just one day, gotta see the whole town from Yonkers on down to the bay. In just one day, New York, New York, a visitor's place where no one lives on account of the space, but 7 million screaming for space. New York, New York, it's a visitor's place. There's just one thing that's important in Manhattan. You have just one day, cut a pick of a date, maybe set on your way. In just one day, New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is off, but the battery's down. The people ride around in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town. Is happy and gay, where the night is brighter than day, all along on Broadway. Sweethearts and beaux on their way to movies and shows, dressed up in their Sunday best clothes, up and down on Broadway. Out of town, I'm low down when I walk along a main street. Anywhere, I don't care, always find a main street. Another plain street, Broadway, Broadway. Take a little time out for play, where the joy of living holds sway, all along on Broadway.
street. Anywhere I don't go, I always find the main street. Not a plain street, Broadway, Broadway. Take a little time out for play, where the joy of living holds sway. All along on Broadway, they're swinging on Broadway. Travel across the gravel, the more I sail the sea, the more I feel convinced of the fact New York's the town for me. Its crazy skyline is right up my line, and when I'm far away, I'm able to bear it a couple of days. And then break down and say, take me back to Manhattan, take me back to New York. I'm just longing to see once more my little home on the 100th floor. Can you wonder I'm gloomy? Can you smile when I frown? I miss the East Side, the West Side, the North Side, and the South Side. So take me back to Manhattan, that dear old dirty town. Smile when I frown. I miss the East Side, the West Side, the North Side, and the South Side. So take me back to Manhattan, that dear old dirty town.
Ending up the show, I want to do a song by another ultimate New Yorker, Lou Reed. I will be doing more Lou Reed songs, but I'd like to end the segment today with his New York telephone conversation. I thank you for listening in, and I look forward to seeing you real soon. Again, this is Mikey G, Mike's Vinyl, on WKDW 97.5 FM and KDWRadio.com.
I was sleeping, gently napping, when I heard the phone. Who is on the other end talking? Am I even home? Did you see what she did to him? Did you hear what they said? Just a New York conversation rattling in my head. Oh my, and what shall we wear? Oh my, and who really cares? Just a New York conversation, gossip all of the time. Did you hear who did what to whom? Happens all the time. Who has touched and who has dabbled here in the city of shows? Openings, closings, bed repartee, everybody knows. Oh, how sad, and why do we call? Oh, I'm glad to hear from you all. I am calling, yes, I'm calling, just to speak to you. For I know this night will kill me if I can't be with you. If I can't be with you.